Is there any obligation for one to cover his head with the talis gadol during davening? Or can he simply wear it over his shoulders and leave his head uncovered? So we find in the Rishonim and the Paiskim a major debate regarding A, the required size for a talis to be obligated in tzitzis, and consequently based on that debate, there's likewise a debate regarding how the talis is to be worn. And this debate regarding how it's to be worn is not just a trivial matter of custom, but rather the debate is over whether if it's worn in a different way than the way it's supposed to be worn, it still remains obligated in tzitzis or not. In other words, that according to some poskim, if it's not worn in a specific way, as we will explain, then it's not obligated in tzitzis to begin with, and you are not fulfilling the mitzvah by wearing it. So what is the debate on? The debate is on specifically this matter of whether one is required to do a what is called a Yishma'eli wrap when wearing the talis, and whether the head is required to be covered. According to some Paiskim, Ga'inim and Rishonim, and so is recorded as the first opinion in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 8, halacha 5, they rule that the talis must be large enough of a size for one to be able to perform the Yishma'eli wrap, which is the accustomed wrap that we all do when we say the bracha today, in which we both cover the head and then wrap the talis around the head, the neck, and chin area. And they hold that if the talis is not this size, it's not large enough to do so, it's not obligated in tzitzis. Furthermore, they hold that if one does not wear the talis in this fashion, it's also not obligated in tzitzis, even if it's technically the size. And therefore, for a talis to be obligated in tzitzis, it must be constantly covered by the head and wrapped in the Yishma'eli way. What is the basis for their opinion? It's based on the nusach of the bracha that is recited when wearing a talis gadol. Everyone agrees that the sages established the wording of the blessing to be lehis'atef betzitzis. Now, why didn't they write or make us say lilvish tzitzis, to wear? Why lehis'atef, to wrap? So from there, they prove that the reason is because the whole mitzvah is only fulfilled when you wrap it around you. And since any wrapping that is not like the Yishma'eli wrap is not a wrapping, therefore you don't fulfill the mitzvah. However, other opinions argue on this and rule that there is no required size for the talis to be able to perform the Yishma'eli wrap, and likewise there's no requirement to wear it in this way, and rather it suffices to simply cover the head during the blessing. As the whole reason why the sages established the brach l'satif betzitzis is not because of any required way of wearing it like a Yishma'eli wrap, but rather simply because they used to cover their head with the talis gadol, even though they never did the Yishma'eli wrap, and after they wore it initially, they would then wear it sometimes on their head and sometimes not on their head. So bottom line, it ends up according to this approach that there's no obligation to wear the talis gadol over your head throughout davening. And only during the bracha should one do so, even though that itself is not really an obligation from the aspect of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. However, according to the first opinion, one should always wear it over his head, as otherwise it's considered as if he's not wearing the talis. Practically, la halacha, we rule like the latter opinion, and therefore from the letter of the law, one is not required to wear the talis gadol over his head to fulfill the mitzvah, and so is the minog that we in fact do not perform the Yishma'eli wrap during davening, and only do it during the time of the blessing, as rules the second opinion. Although during the blessing itself, we do the Yishma'eli wrap to suspect for the first opinion, at least in the beginning of the wearing. Now, despite this letter of the law ruling that there's no obligation to constantly wear it over your head, nonetheless, the minog of those who are medaktik in mitzvahs, and of och siddim, as writes the Rebbe, is to cover the head with the talis gadol throughout the entire period of time that one wears it, in order so one's head not be uncovered for even one moment. This idea of being accustomed to constantly cover your head with the talis gadol, irrelevant of the obligatory status and letter of the law exemption, is recorded in the Bach, the Taz, the Ilas Tamid, and many other Poskim and Achreinim and Sifrei Kabbalah. And therefore, it is certainly a most proper thing to do, and as we already stated, so is the custom of Chassidim. The Bach records that wearing the talis gadol constantly over one's head humbles one's heart and leads one to fear of heaven. The Taz writes that one who removes his talis from his head is like one who passes over the chance to perform a mitzvah. And the Achreinim write, based on this, one is not to uncover his head from the talis, even if it's very hot, and that the talis is to remain on one's head from the very beginning of davening until the end. Regarding Kriyas HaTorah, seemingly this would apply likewise during Kriyas HaTorah, that one should leave the talis gadol on his head. However, it is recorded that the custom of the Rebbe Rashab was not specifically to cover his head during the Kriya. So to summarize, while we find a debate amongst the Gaonim, Rishonim, and Poskim as to whether there's an obligation to cover the head with the talus in order to be considered that you're fulfilling the mitzvah, practically we rule that there is no obligation from the letter of the law, though nonetheless, the Achreinim write that there is a big merit in constantly wearing the talus gadol over your head, and that one is never to remove it, and that so is the custom of Chassidim, and based on the words of the Rebbe, certainly so is to be followed by all Chassidi Chabad, to wear the talus gadol throughout the entire davening over their head, from the beginning until the very end.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.